It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Good to see this good number out to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you stand with me at this time and let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our gracious and kind and loving Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you, Father, for the blessing to be here tonight to worship you and to share a portion of your word with your church here tonight, Father. Thank you for each and every one who followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit to come out to your house tonight to worship you. Father, we ask you to bless tonight, Father, as I bring your word to this church, Father. I ask that your Holy Spirit might speak through me tonight, Father, and bring out the things that you want said, Father, nothing more, nothing less. And Father, I ask tonight if there's one here tonight that doesn't know you as Savior, Father, that doesn't know the joy and the peace, Father, that your word talks about, Father, that tonight would be the night that they would come and put their faith and trust in you and make you their Savior before it's eternally too late. Father, as so many are talking about, that we're living in the last days because of all the chaos and everything that's going on, Father, we ask that you would just bless tonight. Father, we ask that you'd be with our leaders of our country, and Father, also people out here in the country, Father, in our nation. Father, that this would be a time that they would think about the things they're doing and realize all these things are not right, Father, that there's a better way. Father, just bless tonight. Thy will be done in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I give you my text tonight, I'd like to give just a little bit of introduction. You know, there's so much chaos and so much going on in our world today. It just blows my mind at the way people are acting today. You know, I just can't believe it. You know, I was thinking the other day, and watching a lot of the stuff on the news and different programs and everything. And I was thinking about the way they're doing the police officers and everything. And it just doesn't make sense. You know, people should have more common sense or more compassion or understanding than they do. And it just really blows my mind. But I was thinking about the time over in Arkansas, I think it was Bentonville, sometime back, that young police officer got killed. I know all of you probably heard about it on the news and remember the things that was said about that officer and everything and the things that happened to him and then all the other officers that's been killed and everything. And I thought, it's so sad. Where's the compassion? Where's the love? And I was thinking about how people just line the highway when that officer's hearse went by. And they all was so sad and everything, you know, because he got killed and the way he got killed and everything. And then now they're throwing the firecrackers, they're throwing the bottles, they're throwing other things at the police officers and everything. It just doesn't make sense. You know, they're there and they're showing compassion one minute and then they're just crazy the next, you know. And it's so sad. But we're living in a time of chaos and confusion and a time that I've heard so many talk about is the last days. We're living in the last days. And you know, this chaos and confusion is not of God. First of all, tonight, if you'll turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. This is not my text, but 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This is a scripture that I've written down here on a piece of paper that I've taped in the front of my Bible because I think about it quite a bit when I look at our world today and the things that's going on. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 33. Look at this scripture with me tonight, church. For God is not the author of confusion. Amen. But of peace, as in all churches of the saints. God is not the author of confusion. I was thinking about the Garden of Eden. When God spoke everything into existence, God made it so beautiful, so wonderful, so perfect. And He put Adam in the garden. He made Adam and breathed the breath of life into Adam, and the Word of God says he became a living soul. Amen. And I've thought about so many times what a wonderful time he had there in the garden. And how wonderful it must have been, as the Bible talks about, the Word of God talks about, when God would come and fellowship with him in the cool of the evening. Think about that. How special that must have been to have fellowship with God the Father there in a perfect place, perfect surroundings. And all of it changed. All because the devil changed one word. Amen. He put one little word in there. Ye shall not surely die. God said, if you eat of the fruit that I've told you not to, you will die. The devil said, nah, you won't die. Ye shall not die. And they listened. And you know, a lot of people are listening today to the wrong things. They're listening to the devil. They're listening to the false preaching and teaching and false things of the world. And that's the reason we have all the chaos and confusion. And as I get older, I do a lot of thinking. Like I was telling Brother Randy back there, I've been studying a lot in Revelation, and I do a lot of thinking about things that happened in the Old Testament and stuff, but I also do a lot of thinking about the old days. And as I was thinking about a message to bring tonight to you here in the church, I thought back to a time when I was a little kid back in Nycutt, Oklahoma. Y'all know where that's at. That's not very far from here. Very small community when I was growing up. But I was thinking back to a generation where people loved one another. There wasn't all the chaos and killing and stealing and everything going on back then like there is today. I mean, I know there was a lot of drinking and different things going on. But it was a better time. I was thinking back to a time when people loved one another. People cared about one another. People helped one another. It was a time when everybody in our little community was like family. A time that everybody knew one another's kids, knew their names, knew when they was born, knew their likes and dislikes, knew their dog's name, their cat's name, horse's name, cattle name. All that stuff. It was just a different time. And I thought about how, even though maybe people wasn't saved, wasn't children of God, they had a respect for those that were. And I remember the church where I was saved up there. We didn't lock our doors. I remember many a times me and my Uncle Ray going up there at that church, and going in that church and kneeling down at that old altar and praying, because it was open all the time. We didn't worry about it. And they had the old-timey windows and everything that stayed open. And I remember sitting in church and people driving up and down the road and everything. And, you know, people just respected God's house and respected God's people. And there was love. People helped one another and cared about one another. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, God's love. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Give you a little bit to find it. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Now look at that. Look at that scripture. Behold. Look at this. Notice what he's saying. Look at that. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. So many times down through the years of my life as a child of God, I remember before I was saved, I was scared to death. Raised in church ever since I can remember. Walking through that old field behind my granny's house, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We had us a trail wore out. Going to that old country church. And I remember hearing them old sermons about hell and the flames, and I was scared to death. But then we had a revival one week, and I fought the Lord, I fought the Lord, and I fought the Lord till that Friday night. Couldn't fight him any longer. And I kept thinking about, if I was to die, I'm going to wind up in hell. I was scared to death. And I remember when the invitation was given, I took one step, and I don't even remember the rest of it, but I knew I was at the altar, pouring my heart out to God. God saved me. I jumped up from that altar and I went to my pastor and I said, "I want to be baptized." He said, "It's rained. It's been storming. The creek's muddy." I said, "I don't care. I want to be baptized." He said, "Okay." And I remember they took me to what's called a Nycutt car wash. There were some Indian girls out there washing their car, but they stopped. We had our baptismal service. And they started singing with us. And I remember my pastor, Brother Peyton, put me under in that old muddy water, and I don't know why I did such a stupid thing, but I opened my mouth. I still don't know why I did that. But I tell everybody, no telling how many minnows I swallowed. But I felt so wonderful after I saved and baptized. God gave me peace. God gave me His love. God gave me freedom. Praise God. But so many times down through the years since that time I was saved up there, I felt like, you know, I'm so unworthy of this great, glorious, holy love that Jesus, our blessed Savior, our wonderful Savior, purchased on the cross of Calvary. I felt like here I am. I'm nothing compared to Him and that great love. But praise God, He loved me and He saved me. And God still loves us today. Amen. He bestowed His love upon the whole world that all can have peace, joy, strength. And it just blows my mind when I look at John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And I think about it, He still loves us. Amen? I was looking at these scriptures last night and a thought come to my mind. When I was looking here about what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us a long time ago. But then I thought, He's still doing it right now, this very second, at 6:34 tonight on Sunday night. Because I got to thinking, every time this old heart beats, you know why it beats? The love of God. When I breathe, what did I say? In the garden, the Word of God says, He formed man of the dust of the ground. I used to tell people, then He leaned him up the fence to dry, but but He breathed the breath of life and love into man. Amen? And man became a living soul. And He did that for me so many years ago at Coptic Missionary Baptist Church, at that old altar, that old wooden altar, there in that church when I asked Jesus to save my soul. He breathed the breath of love and eternal life into me. Amen. The love He bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And the Bible says that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life with the blood of God's only begotten Son. And the Bible says, as Brother Isaac brought out not long ago in one of his messages, we're joint heirs with Jesus because of God's love. When God looks at us, He looks at us as His children. The Bible says we can cry, Abba, Father. I remember one time I said in one of my messages, we can cry out, Daddy. Whew, I got in trouble over that one. Whew. I got flogged after church over that one. But to me, He's my daddy. Amen. We can cry, Abba, Father, because of His love. And no matter what we do, we can come to God and say, I'm sorry, forgive me, and He loves us. Look at verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, because of the love and the assurance that He has put in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, we know that when He shall appear, just like Brother Joe brought out in the lesson this morning, when He comes back and He calls us home, we know going home to be with Him and to be with all our loved ones. Amen. Praise God. We can have that confidence. We can have that assurance because He loves us. And He sent Jesus to die on that cross there at Calvary. We'll be like Him and we shall see Him as He is. Praise God. Praise God. That gives me a lot of confidence. Amen. That gives me a lot of security. That just thrills me to know that one day I'll see Jesus. You know, as I said a while ago, I think a lot about the things that God did in the Word of God. And so many times this time of year, we can get out in the yard and sit out in the yard under a shade tree or sit out in the yard in the cool of the evening. I've told a lot of churches this that I've pastored. I love this time of year because before the mosquitoes get bad. I love to sit out on the front porch or sit out in the yard and look at the stars and look at the moon, and I get thinking about God and Jesus and His love and the things the Bible says and how much He loves us. How much He's blessing us. How much He has blessed us. How much He is blessing. And how much He's going to bless because He loves us. And next thing I know, I'm sitting there crying. Crying tears of joy. Crying tears of thankfulness. Because of what God has done for me. I don't feel like I deserve it. Not at all. But praise God. He loved me. He does love me. And He's going to love me all the way home. Praise God. And then there was another thought in closing. I know we got business meeting. I told myself I'm not going to speak very long tonight. But another thought that the Holy Spirit gave me just this afternoon when I was thinking about these scriptures. The Bible talks a lot about hope. Hope, doesn't it? And the Word of God gives us a lot of hope. Amen? A lot of assurance. But I thought about that word hope. You know, I remember here a while back in one of my, in a lesson that Brother Steve asked me to teach, I said, grace. If you write it down, G-R-A-C-E. God's amazing grace. Just like we sung tonight before I got up here, before I started in. God's amazing grace. But if you write that down, G-R-A-C-E, grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Amen. God's riches. What's His riches? His love, mercy, peace, joy. Amen. But I thought about hope. Hope. Help, H, others, O, people, P, E, enjoy God's love. God's joy. God's peace. And God's eternal life. If they'll put their faith, they'll put their trust and everything in what Jesus did on Calvary, they can have eternal life and know what I'm talking about tonight. They can have that love of God. For by grace through faith are we saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. And then lastly tonight, before I turn it back over to Brother Isaac, faith. Put our faith, our trust, our confidence in God. He's that heartbeat. He's that breath. And I thought about what our wonderful pastor said about the heart. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith activates in the heart. Amen? And in my heart, God has put love. A wonderful love. Praise God. That I have only because of Him. It's not of me. I'm nothing. One last thing. My dear sweet granny used to tell me, son, God is right there by your side. All you have to do is just reach out. Take hold of Him. You'll never walk alone. Church, tonight, all we have to do is reach out. Take a hold, and we'll never walk alone. We can have love. We can have peace. We can have joy. If we just reach out to Him. Praise God. Brother Isaac.